Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Craig Glenday. He's the editor-in-chief of Guinness World Records. Today is Guinness World Record Day. It's actually the 21st annual Guinness World Record Day, and we're going to be looking at some of the weird and wonderful records that have been set or broken today. How are you, Craig?
I'm very good, Hannah. How are you? Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Lovely to chat with you. Have you had a good year?
It's been an amazing year. I mean, I've been doing this now longer than we've had Guinness World Records Day, more than 21 years, and I'm still not bored. It's amazing how I can still come to work every day and find something I just couldn't believe or something I hadn't seen before. So for me, it's been a fantastic year.
Oh, that's great to hear. And what is the kind of reason that you have these Guinness World Record Days? Why was that created?
It was started, as you say, 21 years ago, because we were looking to celebrate the point at which we historically became the world's biggest selling book. Well, at least copyright book, because we haven't outsold the Bible. But back then because we beat Dr. Spock's childcare books, if you remember the Spock books. Well, we surpassed him in November many years ago now, and we just thought it's quite a nice thing to be able to celebrate. And we wanted to try and encourage as many people as possible around the world to sort of galvanize these people into having a go at attempting a record, because it's fun. You know, it's quite a fun thing to do. It validates you if you've got an interesting hobby that perhaps no one else is going to monitor. So like if you're a big fan of the Space Hopper, for example, there's no competition that you can enter, really. There's no one validating Space Hoppers or people running marathons with milk bottles on their head. So we thought, we want to encourage this, and we think it's a great thing to do. So we created Guinness World Records Day and saying, like, why don't you on this day just have a go at something? Just set yourself a little goal and see how you get on. And, you know, we've seen hundreds of thousands of people over the years on this day commit themselves to trying something. You know, whether they succeed, that's another issue. But, and it's still carrying on 21 years later.
Brilliant. And you must be surprised, as you said at the start, every year, the kind of things that people come up with. I mean, some people are trying to break records constantly that have been set for many years, but other people are always coming up with their own ideas, things that have never been done before.
Yeah, there was one from this Guinness World Records Day a couple of days ago in Japan, where I hadn't seen this done before, but some people have the ability to suck drinks cans onto their body.
I'm glad you brought this one up, because I mentioned this earlier and I thought, I wondered what on earth it was.
Well, I mean, some people have that. It's an amazing skill. Like, you can sometimes sort of twist a drinks can onto your face. And I've tried it onto my face to see. I can get one or two to stick. But people can get them all over their bodies. And it's such an amazing thing to, like, if you've never seen it before and you were to walk into a room and see someone, you know, with their covered in drinks cans. So we had someone manage to suction 25 different drinks cans onto their body. You know, and that's, it's our skill, isn't it? It's different.
Yes, absolutely. So just to clarify, is this the bottom of the drinks can, the round bit that has like an inverted circle?
Yeah, it has that sort of punt, I think. Is that the technical term? I think the punt.
Okay.
Which is there, I think, to stop the can imploding. So it has a structural function, but also it allows you to sort of twist the can onto your body. And I've seen people do it with bottles as well. You can actually do it with wine bottles. And I've seen someone who can stick a whole wine bottle on their face and pour the wine without touching it. It's an incredible thing. And that's one of these things where I just had never seen that before. It's like, wow, I mean, I'm still learning new things every day in this job. And the fact that we can turn it into a record by, you know, there has to be certain criteria met, but the fact that you can count the number of bottles or jars or cans means it qualifies in our idea of what a record is. So congratulations on doing that on Guinness World Records Day.
Yeah, for sure. That wine bottle thing, I'm picturing myself trying it, but I'd know that if I do, I'd end up spilling the wine and breaking the bottle. So yeah. I don't think I will. I'd love to see it done though. Yes. And there's also some great kind of gymnastics, aerobatic things that people do in China. The highest bicycle backflip. I mean, that looks seriously impressive.
Yeah, I mean, almost 3 meters. And beating the previous record. So again, this is not stuff that we've just made up for the day. These are existing records that people have actually seen in the book and gone, well, wait a minute, I think I can do better than that. So in this case, yeah, Lu Horan in China had seen the British record holder and said, right, I'm going to beat you. And, okay, beat him by 10 centimetres, but that's enough.
Yeah.
And in that case, they were using a lot of technology and using analysing videos and the biomechanics of it to try and establish how do you get the margin that makes you the best in the world. So people take it very, very seriously, you know, even though it's just, it might sound flippant. I remember once I was in Barcelona and I heard that Ashita Furman was in town. Ashita at the time had the record for having the most records, and he was at the Olympic track practicing for the record. And I went to meet him, and the record was the fastest time to push an orange 1 mile with your nose. it was such a strange thing to watch because he was toying with the different techniques. Like, do you get on all fours and just give it a little nudge and keep on pushing it? Or do you give it a huge smack and then run after it and get back down and give it a smack? So he was trying all the different techniques that you might use because he was taking it very, very seriously. And even to the point of he researched the largest area of marble that he could find, which was actually in JFK Airport. So he hired a stretch of the airport in order to do the record attempt.
Wow.
So these are people who are taking it very, very seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. Another one from this year, the most standing backwards somersaults in 30 seconds. This was done by a woman.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, we're really excited, actually, this year. We've signed the lease on a venue in the O2 in London. And we're going to have a live, like almost Guinness World Records experience, where you can come to this venue and compete with your friends and your family and have a go at records. And so as part of that, we tied that into Guinness World Records Day, and we did some record breaking on the roof of the O2. I didn't go up there. I let my colleague go up instead of me. It was very windy, apparently. but we had Lucy Colbeck, who's gymnast from Team GB, and she did standing backwards somersault. So you imagine you stand up straight and then you just have to flip over onto a back somersault and land on your feet and do that as many times as you can in 30 seconds. And despite the wind, she managed 17, which is...
That's amazing.
It's an amazing thing to watch because it is such a huge effort. We also had Jodie Ounsley up there as well with us. She was the Fury, the Gladiator Fury, She was up there. She had some records this year for coal bag carrying. She's a competitive coal bag carrier. You know, you have competitions where people run through the streets carrying coal bags. That is a thing. There's a coal bag carrying world championship.
Really?
And she came, it's a fascinating thing to watch.
And they are actually bags of coal.
Yeah, I mean, it started off as it was a challenge. I believe it was like a coal miner and a coal delivery person who said who would be the fastest in a race. So they actually got some bags of coal. This is many, many years ago, maybe in the 60s. And they had a race through the streets. And it inspired then the following year someone to establish the coal bag carrying world championships. And that's in England. There's one in Scotland as well, not too far from where I live. And it's definitely a thing. And Jodie Ounsley, who's in Fury the Gladiator, she's one of the best in the world at this. I mean, she came second this year at the World Championships. So she was demonstrating her ability to not only carry, but to ferry things that are very heavy. So she used sandbags. So it was the most weight moved by a sandbag carry. So you run backwards and forwards along a strip, carrying very heavy sandbags. And she set that record with 360 kilograms wow. in just 1 minute. So, I mean, that is, it's an impressive thing. Again, made all the more amazing by the fact that they were on the roof of the O2, exposed to all the elements in this terrible wind.
Yeah.
The other one we did actually was, what's his name? Josh Patterson, who's made in Chelsea, if anyone ever watched that show. Josh is one of the cast who's, I think, discovered the benefit of record breaking and setting himself these sort of intense physical challenges is really powerful in combating mental health issues, because it gives you a focus, it gives you purpose in life. And he, for example, you know, ran a marathon over a volcano, and but at the O2, it was the fastest time to climb the O2 up and down. So it normally takes 90 minutes, and he did it in just over 4 minutes, which is very, very inspiring. Again, battling the wind. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that we want everyone to be thinking about and having a go at. You don't have to be a marathon level athlete or, you know, someone off the TV. Guinness Records Day is for everyone, just to think, oh, I want to have a go at that and just maybe get my name in the book, at least maybe be the best in my family or the best in my school or my, you know, my neighborhood, whatever it is. It's about setting yourself goals and just having fun trying to beat them.
Yeah. I like the idea of it helping with people's mental health as well, giving them something to focus on and do really well at and be proud of themselves for achieving it. That's great.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we hear this a lot from people who said that they've managed to turn their life around almost because they've got that focus, and we validate them doing these things which they maybe otherwise wouldn't receive because they're not Olympic level athletes, or at least they're not doing things that are in the Olympics. They may actually be even fitter and more impressive than some Olympians, but of course there's a finite amount you can do in the Olympics. Well, we're a very wide, very open church, and we just want to say, you know, as long as we can fulfill certain criteria, like it has to be measurable, countable, you know, has to be breakable, has to be officially amazing, that we're happy to accept it. And that's turned a lot of people's life around. We even heard from people saying that they would have been in jail by now had it not been for us, because we've given them such focus. And that's great. I mean, that's a nice thing to hear.
Yeah, definitely. And aside from the Guinness Book of World Records being the best Christmas present ever, what would you recommend people do if people are listening and thinking, yeah, I quite fancy setting or breaking a Guinness World Record? Where do people start in terms of either inspiration or seeing what the current record is so they know what they need to break?
Yeah, I mean, the best place probably, and it sounds like a sales pitch, but is the book. If you pick up a copy of the book, you'll see what we already have accepted, and you'll see what you'll need to beat in terms of minimums. We're on social media. We have a website at guinnessworldrecords.com. We're on every social media platform as GWR or Guinness World Records. And you'll find something. We really believe that everyone has a record in them. They just need to find it. So dig through the books. If you see something that feels like it's sort of what you can do, then we can also help you create a new record. So if you've got an idea that's not in the book, like, you know, so at some point someone came to us and said, I can stick soda cans to my skin. We went to go, oh,
really?
Let us try. You know, we try all these things in the office. We road test them. And if we like the idea, we'll write guidelines and rules for you to attempt and send you these and say, right, but the key is that you tell us before you do the record, because we need to make sure you have the rules. We get thousands. I mean, this year, like 40, 50,000 applications through, but only a very small percent, like maybe between 5 and 8% will actually make it into being actual official Guinness World Records titles because they don't follow the rules, or they're not good enough, or, you know, the ideas are illegal or too strange, or, you know, so we have to say no more than we say yes. But when we say yes, that means that you really are, you know, an elite, you know, cream of the crop and all that, you know.
Yeah. So. Amazing. Well, GuinnessWorldRecords.com, as you said, is the website, and all over social media, GWR, and definitely get the latest copy of the book. It's a perfect Christmas present for not just children, but for adults as well. It's full of brilliant information that people can soak up and inspire them to do their own record if they wish. Always lovely to chat with you, Craig Glenday, Editor-in-Chief of Guinness World Records on Guinness World Record Day. Thank you, Craig.
Right, Anna. Cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk Radio Europe.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.